Doctors are twice as likely to commit suicide as others in the United States. And nurses have high rates of opioid and substance abuse. Indicators, perhaps, of the stress they feel working with patients dealing with poverty and violence. WHYY's Kyrie Greenberg reports on a local firm that's trying to help them cope.
Steve Wilmot oversees one of Delaware Valley's largest pediatric care centers with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says providers are often confronted with bigger problems than they can solve in one appointment.
Like, I'm here and you're here with your four kids, but only one of them had an appointment, but all of them need a flu shot. So let's register the entire family and get everybody a flu shot, and let's check everybody's ears, and let's try and meet the needs of your entire family in this half-hour visit.
With dwindling employee retention, he partnered with the Red Kite Project, a mental health consulting company that teaches trauma interventions for the workplace. CEO Charlotte DeBartolomeo says it's important for everyone who works in a stressful job to recognize the physical symptoms of feeling constantly overwhelmed, which can include feeling numb or jaded.
Even if it's not happening to you, your system is saying, this is dangerous. It's vicarious trauma that you're collecting. And so your body has collected all this traumatic stress, all these survival chemicals. I mean, if you don't shake them off, then that's where you start to experience some of the symptoms that become long-term.
With Red Kite's training, Wilmot hopes his employees can better understand the effects of stress.
And accept that maybe 1,000 small changes are going to add up to the greatest change possible. So while I may not have combated obesity in West Philadelphia, but I got that one family connected with a resource that made a difference for them. Sometimes that's where we need to sit.
For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.